Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt, and all eyes were on President Trump yesterday. That's going to be the main topic for today's show. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Wifflebat Wednesday.
Ow.
And I'm that you all are just like we are. We cannot wait to Wifflebat these criminals who have usurped their positions through fraudulent elections.
Yep, absolutely. And the people that that are in many of those positions, backed by an enemy of America, George Soros.
Yep, that's right.
Namely, this prosecuting attorney in New York, put in place largely because of Soros money, Soros backing, probably following Soros's orders.
Yep.
And the rest of the deep state. But they don't have anything. And this is what you and I were saying. We're going to get right into the word of the day here in just a second. But again, we were wondering, what are the charges? What are the statutes? What laws did he break?
Let's hear
what are the
laws.
Charges?
Yep.
Still, we can't get a straight answer.
Yep.
Trump doesn't even know. I mean, nobody seems to be able to know exactly what he's being charged with.
Well, exactly, because Alvin Bragg, he just totally sidestepped all of it. Well, they all sidestepped all of it by saying the law does not require that we provide any description as to the crimes. And so they kept, they said, well, it's sealed. Aren't you going to unseal and unveil it? But in fact, the reporter said the indictment does not specifically say what those crimes were, what laws were broken.
Right.
And Bragg says the indictment doesn't specify because the law does not so require. And so you can just make up a bunch of garbage.
So we're in Cuba now, Venezuela.
Right. Just make up a bunch of, trumped up charges.
Right.
That gives a new spin on trumped up charges. I mean, if there's, that should be in the dictionary right now, I'll tell you
what. Oh, yeah. It's going to be added for sure. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. We're not taking our eyes off of that. But this right here
is monumental.
It is such a pivotal moment for America. And you probably have heard the term battle for the soul of America thrown around a lot in the last 24 to 48 hours. That's because those words are so true right now.
That's right.
Where we are is going to make or break America.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. But, okay, well, let's...
Yes, let's do. Let's get right into the word of the day, because we've got quite a few different comparisons to make, as this is Passover week, right?
I mean,
what was going on with Jesus during Passover week is very nearly what is happening to Trump this week. I'm kind of amazed that it lands on this week. You know what I mean? Not saying that there's any kind of comparison between Trump and Jesus. It's just the fact that you know, there was a Judas who sold him out for money,
right,
who, you know, dragged him out on basically charges that, you know, I mean, what's he guilty of? Being the Son of God? Wow. And so they're going to charge him for being the Son of God, and he's their own Messiah, right? Well, this is not Trump, obviously, but Trump is facing a whole bunch of garbage through a whole bunch of phony arrests, just like Jesus did this week. And so I'm not making the comparison of Trump to Jesus. I'm just saying the fact that it happens on Passover week, when that's what happened to Jesus on this week.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying, you know, well, hey, Jesus was arrested and, you know, Paul was arrested. And some people, oh, she's comparing Trump to Jesus. No.
Not at all.
Jesus said they are going to offer you, they are going to deliver you up to the courts and to councils.
That's right.
And they're going to hate you and they're going to persecute you. But they hated me first.
That's right.
Okay, so just because it happens to other people when the wicked pursue and what do we know? Not harass, the stronger word for that. When they persecute,
yes,
the righteous, then just know that he said, know that they did this to me too.
Right, and that's exactly what Trump said. He said in his address from Mar-a-Lago. Thank goodness he made it back home, by the way. He said in his address last night, he said, this is persecution, not yes. investigation.
Right.
And so, you know, also what I would like to kind of parallel here is Luke chapter 21 through Luke chapter 23, where it's not that, like I said, it's not that we're comparing Trump to Jesus. It's that this is Passover week, and it is the spirit of Satan that is the very same one
yes.
here today against Trump that was there against Jesus. Because in Luke 22, it describes verse 3, then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, which means southern Israel. So right. Judas of southern Israel, who was numbered among the 12, so he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them, and they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he promised and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude.
Right.
Tell me if that's not the same exact Satan entering the DA. Basically,
yeah, the same spirit.
He exactly. It's the same yep, satanic
it still exists
plan. He never has anything new. It's always Satan is Pete and repeat, just like communism. Well, because that's where communism comes from as well. You know, there's never any new ideas coming out of Satan. And so here Satan entered Judas. Well, and then he got paid. He got paid in,
right.
behind closed doors, and did it in the absence of the multitude.
Yep. To persecute an innocent person.
That's right.
And yeah, so that sounds pretty familiar.
Right. And so then of course the betrayal and arrest in Gethsemane. So Satan is behind the arrest, by the way, which happens in the middle of the night. You know
right.
what I mean? They couldn't do it in the broad daylight when any of his followers could see.
Right.
You know, just like this that's how Satan operates. He operates best in the dark, where everything is to his advantage and nobody can see what's actually going on.
Right.
Because then
he can't unseal the indictment.
Right.
That
way. Yeah, exactly.
Everything's got to be hidden. It's always
in the dark.
In the dark or hidden yep. in some form or another.
Yep, that's right. So he can be deceptive and so that lies can prevail.
Right.
That's what hiding things and keeping things out of speculating eyes does for you. If
right.
you're a liar, those are the kind of environments that you seek,
right.
is where you can keep secrets and tell lies and nobody will find out.
So today's verse, it's from Hebrews, right?
It is. And it actually has nothing to do really with Luke 21 through 23, but I did want to make the comparison of the satanic push behind both of these things
yeah.
that are happening this week during Passover.
Yeah, very interesting.
And so okay, so the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 16, which reads, "There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And that's it.
That is a great scripture. That was a random turning too, right?
Yeah, that's a random turning. And And the rest that if you would read all of Hebrews 4, Hebrews 4 is the description of the seventh day. And so if you went back and read the first few verses of that, like chapter 4, verse 4 says, "For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works." And so when it says, if you enter that rest, well, that means for we who have believed do enter that rest. As he said, "So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest," meaning the people that refuse to be obedient.
Right.
That God is saying, they shall not enter my rest. And so it's important, like verse 9 through 16 is describing, therefore, a rest for the people is, you know, you have to therefore be diligent to enter that rest,
yes,
lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
Right.
And what the Bible notes say about that is really interesting too, because it says here that the mere hearing of the gospel is not enough. It must also be believed. The believing ones are those who enter his rest, as the unbelieving Israelites failed to do. Mm-hmm. The works finished from the foundation of the world appear to be God's works of creation, of course.
Yeah. Well, okay, so let's see. For the rest of the show, we have Trump had an amazing, he was on fire when he got back to Mar-a-Lago, and he gave quite a lengthy speech. And we've got a few minutes of that, and that will be the remainder of the show. All right, so anyway, let's go right into Trump's speech here, and we'll just sit back and listen with you.
"Who took whatever they wanted, including my passports and medical records. Everybody was in shock. Nobody had ever heard of such a raid before. We can't even believe it. Who would think that that could happen today? I immediately thought of the Fourth Amendment that protects against unreasonable search and seizure. But they did it anyway because our justice system has become lawless. They're using it now, in addition to everything else, to win elections. Apparently, they're not looking at me through the view of the Non-Criminal Presidential Records Act. They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act." Think of that. How does that sound? "Of 1917. Where the penalty is death, even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home, which President Obama has done, the Bushes have done, Jimmy Carter's done, Ronald Reagan has done, everybody's done. In fact, Hillary Clinton got rid of 33,000 emails, and that was okay. But nobody's done it like Joe Biden. This lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith, I wonder what it was prior to a change, who others of his ilk say he is even worse than they are, is only looking at Trump, yet Joe Biden took massive amounts more documents, even removed many boxes to Chinatown. You believe that? Just got $10 million from China. Where did that come from? I guess they were banking on Hunter's expertise and had others stored in unsecured offices in Pennsylvania and strewn all over his garage floor, where his now very famous Corvette is also stored. All over the floor, including classified documents. But that's okay. Perhaps most importantly, he has 1,850 boxes in Delaware, which he is refusing to give up. But isn't that real obstruction? That's obstruction. As president, I have the right to declassify documents, and the process is automatic if I take them with me. It's automatic, declassify. Biden was vice president. He had absolutely no right to declassify as vice president. He doesn't come under the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. He comes under the very criminal Federal Records Act, unfortunately for him. But it's not going to matter because they don't follow the law, which has very severe penalties. He had classified documents that he took while he was a senator, which is absolutely inexcusable. And other senators, including Democrats, are outraged. But he's not being harassed and hounded like the people who work for me are. In fact, they seem to have forgotten about his documents entirely. So many, thousands and thousands, okay with him. They like to say that I'm obstructing, which I'm not, because I was working with NARA very nicely until the raid on my home. But Biden is obstructing by making it impossible to get the 1,850 boxes or explain why many documents were located in Chinatown. Can't explain it. Why were they in Chinatown? I don't know. Lastly, I'm under investigation. This time a civil investigation by another racist in reverse who also campaigned on, I will get Trump. I will get him. This was her campaign. Never ran for office. I will get him. Her name is Letitia James. And she proclaimed while campaigning, quote, I look forward to going into the office of the Attorney General every single day, suing him, and then going home before she knew me. She announced, what is fueling my soul right now is Trump. And that she had her eyes on Trump Tower. Those eyes are focused on Trump Tower. Didn't know the young lady. She even assured her supporters in an election promise that we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally. Eh. And then she claimed that I was an illegitimate president. Think of that. With all we did on energy, with all we did on the military, on taxes, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, right to try, people able to get drugs now that aren't approved. Hopefully you don't have that problem. Letitia James vowed to use every area of the law to, quote, investigate President Trump and his business transactions. Those transactions are going to be investigated, she said. And that of her family and his family, because we're going after his family and we're going after them hard. This is all before entering office and all before knowing anything at all about me. But she was going to get me. This is why, along with unrelenting crime, so many people and companies are leaving New York. She said that I falsified my financial statements, but in fact, we're proving and will prove that my financial statements were substantially more than we submitted, not less. And in all cases, have a strong disclaimer clause in them, which tells the institutions that may look at that if they want to, not to rely on the statement. But they've got a problem with their case because, number one, I'm very underleveraged. They can't believe it, all the stuff they read and gave, and have very little debt relative to the value of assets. And importantly, not one bank has lost even $1. She was investigating me to save banks. They have very good lawyers. But they didn't lose a dollar with us during this period of time. In fact, the banks we're talking about made almost $200 million off Donald Trump, and they liked me very much. We never missed a payment, never got a default notice, had a great relationship with all of them. I don't need banks. We have a lot of cash. I built a great business with my family, built a fantastic business. I have a son here who's done a great job, and I have another son here who's done a great job. Tiffany. And Ivanka and Barron will be great someday. He's tall. He is tall and he's smart. But I have a great family and they've done a fantastic job and we appreciate it very much. They've gone through hell. So she's suing me over banks that weren't defrauded when she should be focused on violent crime that's driving people out of the state. This is a persecution, not an investigation. She's put our family through hell. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars to defend. But our heads are held very, very high. They want to settle the case, but I want no part of that. So here we are now. It's where we were today, in a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago. But now we're there. Spend time there today, as you possibly read. With a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case. There's no case. They kept saying, there's no case. Virtually everyone. But it's far worse than that because he knew there was no case. That's why last week he delayed for a month and then immediately took that back and threw this ridiculous indictment together. Came out today, everybody said, this is not really an indictment. There's nothing here. My lawyers came to me and they said, there's nothing here. They're not even saying what you did. The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information. For which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. And Alvin Bragg's wife confirmed a report that claimed her husband has Trump nailed on felonies. She has since locked down her Twitter account. His chief prosecutor, who represented the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton and a firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother, Robert, he quit the firm in order to go to work in the DA office in order to get Trump. Can you imagine that? Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat firm. Ultimately, he quit as chief prosecutor because Bragg didn't think he had a case. Think of that same guy that brought this ridiculous thing today. Yet during his investigation, this prosecutor named Mark Pomerantz wrote and published a book saying all sorts of privileged things and has been very strongly reprimanded. He was reprimanded so strongly. I've never seen anything like it. That's probably the end of it. But what he did was probably very illegal, but he was very, very strongly reprimanded. Even District Attorney Bragg was furious with him. They were having a tremendous fight in the office because of it. But hope is never lost because various prosecutors in the DA's office also quit because they thought President Trump was being treated very unfairly. How about that? Isn't that great? Oh, I love them. I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet them. The DA's office even had a webpage. Meet the team of executives who have done this to President Trump. That was the title. Isn't that nice? They immediately had to take it down. Meanwhile, overall, crime in New York was up 30% last year, much more than that the year before, with felony assaults, robberies, and burglaries all up by massive, massive numbers. Not the same place that I know, not the same place that you know. And this is where we are right now. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family, whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign and a lot of it. We recently had another trial and the same judge told the fine man who worked for me for many, many years that if you admit your guilt, you will be in jail for 90 days. But if you don't, if we go through a trial and you're found guilty, you're going away for 10 years and maybe longer. which for a 75-year-old man with a great family really means life. What the prosecutors and judge did to that man, I will never forget, because it's right out of the old Soviet Union. That's where we are. They said, you say anything about Trump, meaning that's bad, and you won't even have to serve the 90 days. You'll walk free. And they say that to many of my employees. We have this Jack Smith lunatic threatening people every single day through his representatives. They're threatening jail terms. But talk about Trump and you'll go free. This is where we are as a nation. Who would have thought? They can't beat us at the ballot box, so they try and beat us through the law. That's the country in which we live, however, right now. The USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. Russia has joined with China. Can you believe that? Saudi Arabia has joined with Iran. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition. Would have never happened if I were your president. Would never have happened. Nor would Russia attacking Ukraine have happened. All of those lives would be saved. All of those beautiful cities would be standing. Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen.
Well, there's a lot more, but that's all we have time for. You guys have a blessed and a safe day out there. Remember to keep our republic and the president in your prayers.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.